The Orion Chargers pick up the 57-0 victory tonight. We're now joined by head coach of the Chargers, Chip Filler. We were chatting off the air. Dawson was perfect tonight. He was 14 for 14 and got it done in every different type of situation Bureau Valley threw at the Chargers tonight.
Yeah, just a great job. You know, like you said, we're talking off the air, and I was telling Brent, I said, I don't know if I've seen a quarterback playing at such a high level, and we've had some great ones here, some all-staters, and I don't know that they can even touch anything that he's doing right now. I mean, you go 14 for 14. I even said it to his brother at halftime. I said, I don't remember his last incompletion. And Colton's like, I don't think he has one. I couldn't believe that he didn't. But 14-14 is pretty impressive.
So a couple of quick notes. You were pretty much able to shut down Cale Barnett, one of the best athletes in this conference, and a sizable target for their quarterback, Gustafson. He had a couple of key third down catches. But other than that, you really shut him out of the ballgame.
Well, it was going to be hard for us, I think, to shut him out completely. I don't think anybody's ever done it. So, I mean, just to slow him down. And our number one thing is, you know, for our defense that I stress to Coach Bowlen and Coach Bellhouse is, I don't want their best player to beat us. Make somebody else do it. I don't want, you know, if we have to come up with a different package or some, you know, let's not let Cale Barnett beat us. And, you know, sure enough, they played great, and the scheme they came up with was wonderful. They've just done an outstanding job, so, I mean, it works out well for us.
You forced 6 Bureau Valley turnovers tonight in a multitude of different ways. That had to be a fun rallying point for the War Pigs defense.
Yeah, I think that's the best they've had, you know, all season. I mean, I think it's the best we've had maybe since the guy to my right is coach. They did a great job. And again, you know, the 11 that are out there are playing really well. The coaching staff is coaching them really well. It's a great mix. I think, you know, we're very pleased with that and how those guys are playing.
Yeah, and you had, because on the ground, they actually had negative yards, you know, kind of the quarterback sacks in there. So negative yards on the ground, and only giving up about 120 yards for a game, you know, defensively. That's just phenomenal. And I'll tell you, that's the best team I've seen Orion have. When I was coaching them, that defense,
that
can really play.
That means a lot. I appreciate that. But I don't know what to say. I mean, you have a better idea about Orion defenses maybe than most people. So, I mean, to say that's a high compliment.
And you talked about, you know, going in the new game, you talked about kind of your big three that you want to give him the ball, and you lost one of your big ones. But Jeffrey Holbrook comes out tonight and has over 100 yards in catching. You know, that somebody had to step up. Probably going to take more than one person. But just kind of speak of your offense, how they played such a spectacular game without Logan Lee.
Well, I think, you know, offensively, this, you know, we don't try to change anything. I mean, like a lot of people said to me, like, your offense is still scoring, is going to score 40 points a game. Well, I thought for sure with Logan being out, it might be two scores. I think he said that on the pregame. We're going to lose two touchdowns. Man, if we lost two touchdowns tonight, oh boy, I'm pretty scared for other people. But Jeffrey was on the verge of, I mean, you guys watch him every week. I mean, every week he's getting a little bit better, a little bit better. It just needed, hey, I need a bigger game out of you. And I texted him last night, told him, hey, look, I need you to be at your best when your best is needed. And right now your best is needed. Told him I loved him. He texted me back, same thing back to me. Don't worry, coach. We got it. And sure enough, you know, he comes up with a big play, big games here.
Just kind of looking forward, you know, you have Rock Ridge next week, and of course that's been a pretty good rivalry game for since you've been coaching here. They got ramped up again when you started coaching here, because it's two coaches that are very competitive. You had good teams out there, so what do you kind of think about going into next week?
It's going to be a great battle. I mean, the rivalry again speaks for itself. Sam does a wonderful job. The staff over there does great. You know, I have a lot of respect over there for those guys and, you know, what they've done here, being able to put playoff runs together as well. It's again, you're right, it's been a great rivalry. You know, kind of got amped it up there with Coach Kirby and myself, and then kind of carried over. I think there's more mutual respect now than there was probably before. But I know that they really want to play and beat us, as do we. And, you know, we had last year came down to last play, last, you know, interception there in the end zone, and we could have kicked in a field goal, and, you know, then we went on the playoffs to make a nice run, and then they didn't fare so well just because of that game. But I know that's all in the past. You get to week 9, and they may need to play to get in, and we need to win to wrap up a total conference championship. We got a share of it right now, so no matter what happens, we'll at least have a piece of it. But I told them we need to be selfish and make sure that that's all to ourselves.
Next week, week number 9. Crazy to think we're already at the end of the regular season. It'll be the Rock Ridge Rockets in town to meet the Orion Chargers here at Charger Field. Coach, thanks again. Good luck this week.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Back with more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com right after this.